the chief content officer of the Action Network. Download the Action Network app for sure. It's great. I have it on my phone. If you are into wagering, it is a must-have. Chad Millman joining us for his first visit of 2019. Happy New Year, Chad. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year to all of you.
It's great to have you, man. We're doing awesome. And look, before we get into these games with you, I wanted to get your take on this because this is, I don't know if people realize how big a deal this is. The NFL, a league that just a few years ago prevented Tony Romo from having a fantasy football panel or forum or event out in Las Vegas because it was tied to a casino, has signed their first casino partnership today with Caesars. How big a deal is that?
Well, look, it's an interesting deal, and it's interesting that the NFL did it. Darren Revelle, who works for the Action Network now, actually did a great story about breaking it down, what the significance of the deal is on actionnetwork.com. You can read it there or read it in the app. But what really matters is there's no sports betting component to this. It's just a broad casino deal. And it's great that the NFL did it. It's a sign that they're figuring out what their role in this space is going to be and how comfortable they're getting. It's the first step. Like, I think it's a cool thing. I don't think it's monumental.
Okay.
Let's jump into these games this weekend, and I'm going to start with my Cowboys. I know I'm going to leave these Texans up to you guys, but start with my Cowboys. Seattle at Dallas. Dallas minus 1.5.
I allegedly bet Dallas at minus 1.5 about 2 hours ago. And the reason I did it, good, I'll tell you, my first instinct when I saw this was I'm betting Seattle on the money line. But I just kept looking at this game, and the Cowboys are just playing better. They're not the Cowboys team that I had written off in the middle of the year. Obviously, Amari Cooper has changed that. But more than that, I think their group of linebackers is just so good. And normally when Sean Lee, you know, leaves the field in the middle of the season for an extended period of time, that team struggles. And they have been amazing with him out. And now now he's back. But the linebackers are so fast. They're hard to run around. And the strength of the Seahawks is the running game, obviously. And I do think Chris Carson is going to get the ball a lot. But Russell Wilson isn't the same player on the road that he is at home. And I think the Cowboys sort of have a really good formula of a defense that is good and getting better, and Ezekiel Elliott just pounding the ball.
Hey, Chad, what about the Chargers at Baltimore? We had, Wade Smith said that he sees the Baltimore Ravens coming to Houston for the AFC Championship game. So
that would be something.
In order for that to happen, they're going to have to knock off the Chargers at home. What's your take on that one?
Hardest game of the weekend for me to handicap. I have no opinion on the game. I think the line is set perfectly. It's basically saying these teams are perfectly equal and the Ravens are getting the advantage because they're on a neutral field. You could argue that because they played a few weeks ago, the Chargers defense has a little bit better read on how to defend against Lamar Jackson. But you could also argue that Lamar Jackson is 3 weeks better and getting more comfortable in the passing game, and that they've added more wrinkles from the playbook. So there's going to be things that the Chargers hadn't seen. I'm not going to make a bet on the game. I don't see any advantage in the line.
I feel like every team playing this weekend is coming in on some sort of streak. You know, like they've won 5 of their last 6 or 8 of their last 9. Like, these are a bunch of hot teams coming into the playoffs. And this Eagles and Bears game is just that, Chad. And we're talking to Chad Millman of the Action Network. Bears have won 9 out of their last 10, covered 9 out of their last 10. Eagles had to win 5 of 6 just to sneak in as a 6th seed. Bears are about a 5.5. I've seen 5.5. I've seen it go up to 6. We'll call it 5.5, 6, I guess. Point favorite over the Eagles. What do you think about that late Sunday game?
I like the Bears in the game. And I would bet it at 5.5. But my instinct is telling me that on Sunday morning, as the hype machine winds up, there's going to be so much attention being paid to Nick Foles and the Super Bowl champions and the run they had last year that the consensus from the public is going to be to come in on the Eagles at what they see as a relatively big favorite. So I like the Bears in the game, and I'm just going to wait to bet it, and because I'm hoping I get a lower number on Sunday.
Let's bring this thing back to Texas, man. Indy at Houston, Houston minus one.
I love the Texans, hit the Texans as soon as I could. Been a really interesting game from a bookmaking perspective. Opened at 2.5, yeah. And the public and the professionals all came in on the Colts. And I was talking to my bookmaker buddy Scooch yesterday, and I'm like, what is going on?
Did Scooch have a good holiday?
Scooch spent New Year's on a yacht on Lake Mead in Las Vegas. He had a great holiday.
That's a yes, That's a yes. Okay, continue, Chad.
Yeah. And so, like, he didn't really understand sort of why there was such love for the Colts from the wise guys. And what was interesting was we were talking on my podcast, The Favorites, and shortly after that, the line started to move back up to 1.5. So full disclosure, like, I got antsy, and I bet the game at 1.5 because I was nervous that all of a sudden the wise guys were coming back in the Texans. Since then, it's moved back down to 1. I just feel like, look, we've talked about this 1,000 times. I got the Texans to win the Super Bowl at 20-1. I don't have the Colts for anything, so I'm partially betting with my emotion. But I also just, you know, you're giving me a team that I think is really good at home as a 1-point favorite. I'm going to take them.
Chad Millman, Action Network here on Sports Radio 610. Chad, again, we have this game, but Clemson, Alabama, national championship. This time around, who do you got?
I haven't made a decision yet, but what I'm leaning towards is if I do, I might bet Clemson on the money line.
Yeah.
And the reason why is I don't know that the point spread is going to come into play. Because if you look at the last few years, when Alabama won, I don't think it came into play. I can't remember the exact score. When Clemson won, obviously it didn't come into play because they won outright. When they played last year, Alabama killed them. So my sense is that, like, it's either is that Clemson is as likely to win the game as they are not. To me, I think it's a good matchup. So I might lean towards playing the money line on this, but I haven't quite made a decision yet.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of money coming in. That's been the thinking that I've heard is where the money's going, Chad, is what you're talking about. People are either betting Alabama minus the six, or they're thinking Clemson is going to win this thing outright. Should be an interesting game. I'm shocked that the ticket prices for the game are plummeting through the floor. We need to talk about that later. Nobody wants to go to the Bay Area to go see this game. Go figure.
I think it's expensive to get there.
Yeah.
Like, if you're from Alabama and South Carolina, it's just hard to fly there.
Right. I heard somebody say that, man, just to get to heaven from Alabama, you got to connect through Atlanta. So is what the old saying is, apparently. So, hey, Chad, of all those picks you just gave us, or I don't know, maybe you got a total out there or something, but, of course, I got to ask you about a pick for the enterprising young man.
Go Texans.
There you go. All right. I like it. Go Texans. Texans minus one. And I think the city of Houston liked that. The city of Houston did not like you. I'm looking at our text page, Chad. They didn't like you taking the Cowboys, but you seem to have redeemed yourself with your Texans pick. So,
Well, listen, I'm much more of a fan of the Texans than I am of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
As we've discussed, I was when the Texans launched and I was writing at ESPN the magazine, I covered their first training camp. I was at their first game. I wrote like a whole huge feature about a week with the Texans. I was standing with Bob McNair and Charlie Casserly on the sidelines during practice, and they were excited about David Carr. I remember every single element of it. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. You're bringing back some memories there.
Chad, who you got on the record, huh?
Yeah. Record. Hey, huh? Say, who you got today? Say, huh?
No.
Exactly. That's good. I like that. That's good.
Chad, we appreciate
it. Like
yeah, exactly, Chad. Chad Millman, Action Network, Chief Content Officer, actionnetwork.com. Download the Action Network app. And Chad's podcast, The Favorites, also a must download if you are into the podcast realm. Chad, we appreciate it. Good luck this weekend, man. We'll do it again soon.
Bye, fellas. Talk to you.
There it is. Chad Millman, Action Network, joining us, as he does each and every Thursday.